This is a Parak Zayin in Hilchos Tminin u'Musafin. And here in this parak, the Rambam is going to continue in the Seder Yom and the order of sacrifices brought, but he's going to go through now various Yom Tovim, starting with Rosh Chodesh. So in Alach Aleph, he says, Rosh Chodeshim, so on Rosh Chodesh, Makrivim Musaf Rosh Chodesh Achar Tamas Shal Shachar. So the extra korban of Rosh Chodesh was brought after the morning Tamid offering. The Kamahu Mosif Rosh Chodesh, so how many korbanos were added, or how many animals added? Parim Shnayim, so you had two bulls, Va'ayil Echad, a ram, Shiva Kvasim, seven lambs, Hakol Olos, all of them were completely burnt on the Mizbeach, Usiri Zimchatas, and a goat was brought as a sin offering. Alachaveis, Maisa Kola Olos, Echad Huk, Maisa Tamid. So the actions done for all the Olos was the same as done for the Tamid. Maisa Chatol Shavosh Chodeshim, so the Korban Chatas brought for Rosh Chodesh, Vishlam Odos, and for the holidays, the same procedure done for a chatas that you eat is done for the chatas of Rosh Chodesh and the chatas of Yantav. But Pesach, makribim korbanos b'chol yom. Okay, so on Pesach, and it did, I mean, from the first day until the seventh day, all right, an extra korban was brought each day. Yom rishon ad yom hashviyi k'musaf Rosh Chodesh. So just like the musaf Rosh Chodesh. What was it? Parim shnayim b'ayilecha b'shivak wasim b'chol olos tzir chatas nechalos. So again, for the same structure, the same types of korbanos were brought from on Pesach as on Rosh Chodesh. Now we're going to switch for the Omer in a second. On the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan, makriven yeser amusaf shakol yom, an additional musaf was brought on all the korbanos, keves la'ola im omer tnufa. So there was an extra lamb brought for an ola along with the omer of the tnufa, okay, the meal offering that was waived. And that is a communal mincha that the Rambam explained already. Alach adal. Uzmano kavua, and it's a fixed time to bring it. The fikach do because the Shabbos is a tumas. Therefore, Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Tumah are pushed aside for the sake of the Omer. Alach ahe. Emivin mincha zul amer Yisrael. So this mincha offering is only brought from within Israel. Shenemar v'habesemis omer rishis ktsirchem l'kohen. So it's from produce in Israel. Mitzvaso lava min akarov. So the mitzvah is to bring it from the fields that are closest to Yerushalayim. If you can't bring it from close to Yerushalayim, you can bring it from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and you're fine. So the mitzvah is to harvest the produce at the night of the 16th, whether it is a weeknight or Shabbos. And the entire night is okay for harvesting the Omer. But you could even harvest it during the day. So ideally, you should bring it from standing grain. But if not, you could bring it from piles of grain. You should ideally bring it from fresh grain. But if you don't have any fresh grain, you could bring it from dried grain. So normally, you would bring the mincha, the omer, excuse me, from the south. So what would they do? So before, what do you call it? So what they would do is they would leave one half of the field empty and they would plow the other half of the field and then vice versa. So again, in order to get the best possible produce result, grain result, they would leave one half of the field fallow and one half they would actually plant and then they would switch off every year. Now, Omer Zemina Sa'or Mayaba. All right, so first of all, the Omer comes from barley. This is something we learn now from Moshe himself. The Ketzaliyah Nasas, and how was this done? Merv Yom Tov, so on Erev Yom Tov, Yotzin Shluchay Bezdin, so the messengers of Bezdin go out. The Osen Oso Kuchos, Mechubra Lakarka, Kadei Sheyia Noach Liksar. So what do they do? So they go out to the fields and they start tying up the barley into little bundles, so it'll be easy to go ahead and harvest it. All the residents of the cities around the area would gather together in order to make sure that there was a lot of people involved in harvesting it. The coach and Shalosh Shalim Sa'orim Vishloshanashim. Okay, so they'd have three people, right, harvest, okay, three seya of barley. Vishlosh Kupos with three baskets, Vishlosh Magalos and three sickles. So a lot of threes. Kevan Shechashka. When it got at nighttime, Omer lahem akotzer l'chol omdim sham. So the harvester would say to all those standing there, Ba Hashemesh, has it the sunset? Omer lo hin. Ba Hashemesh, Omer lo hin. Ba Hashemesh, Omer lo hin. So three times he would ask, as the sunset? And three times they would say yes. Next, Magal ze, Omer lo hin. Magal ze, Next question is this a sickle? Three times. And the answer, yes, three times. Kupazu omrin lohin, kupazu omrin lohin, kupazu lomrin. Same thing here. Is this a basket? And they say, yes, this is done three times. When we have Shabbos, if it's done Shabbos, omrin lohin, Shabbos yom, omrin lohin, Shabbos yom, omrin lohin, Shabbos yom, omrin lohin. Again, if it's the day of Shabbos, he asks them three times, and they answer three times, that is Shabbos. V'acharach, omrin lohin, exor v'hen omrin lo ktsor. Afterwards, he says, I'll go ahead and start harvesting. And they said, go ahead and do it. So what do we see? We see consistently three times for each thing. The kolchach lama, right? So why do this? He's referring to the Karaites, so those Jews who left, who erred during the time of the Second Temple. Chain omrim, because they said Shabbos. When it said the day after Shabbos, they thought it actually referred to Shabbos Bereishis. Right, but with Yeshua Lamu Shana Shabbos El Yontov. But we learn now from Torah Rapeh that's not actually referring to Shabbos, rather it's referring to Yontov. V'chein ro tamen hanavim v'asan enjin chol dovar dor. And not only did we notice the Torah Rapeh, but the prophets and the Sanhedrin in every generation knew Shayim Anifin Esa Omer Bishar Sar Nisan. They knew that we'd always go ahead and harvest the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, Beim Chol Beim Shabbos, whether it's a weekday or not. Very Neamar v'Torah. But one second, it doesn't say in the Torah v'lechem v'kali v'chamer lo sochu at etzam yamazeh. Right, that you can't eat any bread until the middle of the day. Okay, and we see from there that it's only that which is eaten from that which is harvested in land the day after Pesach. So if you'll say that maybe that was referring to Pesach coming out on Shabbos, so then as if these stupid people have assumed. So then why did the Torah go ahead and say that the halacha of chadash, which means new grain, is dependent on something that's not even that important? It's not the true idea. So after they made this dependent on the day after Pesach, it's clear, what does marchas Pesach mean? So that is the cause that allows the chadash to be eaten. And we don't care which day the week falls on. So this whole three business is basically a rejoinder to the Karaites. Okay, lucky base. Excuse me. Katsuru. So they harvested. Vinasnu b'kupos. They put in the containers. V'hivuhu la'azara. They bring it to the azara, the Beit HaMikdash. V'chavtu. And then they start going ahead and beating it. V'zorin u'borin. And they separate it out. V'lokanes u'sorin. They take the barley, the Muhammad Soba Or, and they roast it over the fire, but Abu Manukav in some sort of round container that has holes in it. Kadeshia Aish Sholip Akuman, so the fire roasts incompletely. Shemar Aviv Kalui Ba'esh Garis Karmel. Abiyash Molam, that we see the Torah Shrapa. Shayna Badabra, Abu Minchas Omer Bovad. This is only talking about the Minchas Omer. Bakar Shkulin Oso, Shotchen Oso, Bazara, but Rokhna Shabbosbo. So after it basically cools off, okay, it's spread out into the in the Azara area, and the wind blows over it. So then it's going ahead and take into the place that we grind up the the barley. And the three sign are ground up. And the isaron flour, a barley flour comes from it. That's now sifted in 13 different sifters. And anything that's left over is redeemed and can be eaten by anybody. So this is actually chayiv in hafrashas kalan, separating kala from it. But there's no chiyuv to bring ma'aser from it. Now you take this isaron of flour, okay, of barley flour. Now it's mixed in a log of oil. And a handful of frankincense is placed on it. It's waved in the east. So again, back and forth, up and down. And it's brought and touched against the corner, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The komates umakdir, so then you go ahead and do kmitza, that handful, and you burn it. Vashar ne'achal kohanim, anything left over is eaten by kohanim, kishari kol menachos, like all the menachos. Memasai komsin oso, so when is the kmitza done? When is the handful taken? La'achar shemakriven musaf yom, after the musaf of the day is brought, v'keves ola kodam tamid shal ben arbaim. And the keves that's brought as an ola, that's the musaf, prior to the afternoon tamid being brought. Lucky Gimel. Also looks over Eretz Yisrael min mechameshes min etzvua kol mitzvus omer. So it is usur. We're getting into a lot of halacha. So Omer now, it is prohibited to go ahead and harvest any of the five grains prior to the Omer being harvested. Shneimar Rashis Katsirachem, Jiyatchila Lachol Nitzar, which should be the first of all harvests. This only refers to that which can be, that which is appropriate to harvest and bring as omer. But these certain types of fields that had certain different types of irrigation, that are in the valleys. You will not bring the omer from those types of fields. That you could harvest before the omer, but you should not make a green pile out of them. So once grain grows roots, prior to Omer, the Omer then makes it mutter to eat. If not, let's say it was planted, but not yet formed roots, you cannot harvest it until the following year the Omer is brought. So when it comes to grain that has not completed the third of its growth cycle, you can harvest it to feed to an animal. And you can harvest from the little trees so they don't get destroyed. The kotsun lifnos makom the base avel, the base of medrash. And you're allowed to go ahead and actually harvest to clear an area for, let's say, an avel to mourn or for a base medrash. It's your katsir, your harvest, not a katsir done for the purpose of mitzvah. The afish mutter liksor. Right, so even though it's permitted to go ahead and harvest, lo yase osam krichos kederach hakotzer, you still shouldn't bind together these stalks like you normally would. Elanicham zvasim zvasim. Rather, what should you do? You leave like these little tiny bundles together. You don't make big bundles out of them. Alach yitzayin kvar biyano sheim mevim minachos v'lo minchas nesachem lo bikurim minachadash konu vasomer, but maybe possible. So we know beforehand you can't bring a mincha from you can't bring any mincha, whether it's a mincha of libations or bikurim, from any chadash produce or grain prior to bringing the Omer, but if you did so, it's possible. You also should not bring it before the two loaves are brought on Shavuos. But if you did so, it's kasher. Anyone who is makir b'mincha from new grain must make the shechianu blessing. Any grain that was planted after the Omer is brought, the katsra achash akarva omer, or is harvested after the omer is brought, shoshana ba, the following year. Harei zusafek is unclear in mivim menu minachos lechatchila, tarim avashtei lechem. Should the mincha be brought prior to the bringing of the two loaves on Shavuos? Holo tuazu avar lea, avashtei lechem, tsiris omer. And do we say that basically the time of the shtei lechem, tsiris omer is past it? Well, emivim, you don't bring it, ashe viu shtei lechem. You have to bring the shtei lechem first, achar vas omer, shoshana achas, after bringing the omer of that year. Alachachav. Any produce that's in the ground, v'chantu aleya, and let's say a leaf start forming, or neitzu olim, what do you call it? And the leaf sprout, shalah, kishaviu shtei lechem, at the time when the two lechem are brought, hariz is suffik, it's unsure, im hanatas olin or chanatasan, whether or not the sprouting of the leaves, kamo hashrasha, is considered like rooting in the ground, v'husra lahavi menu minachos, and therefore it's mutter to bring minachos, or it's not considered rooting. Therefore, you shouldn't bring in vimhevi hortza. But if you did, it's accepted. So anyone who harvests prior to ksiras omer, he doesn't get malchus, and the that which is harvested is kasher. Okay, now into ksiras omer itself. So it's a mitzvah to count 7 full weeks from the day the omer is brought. And it's another mitzvah to count days of weeks. And you count from the beginning of the day. That's why you count at night. Starting from the 16th of Nisan. If you forgot and didn't count at night, you can count during the day. And you got to count standing up. If you count and sitting down, you're still fulfilling your obligation. There's a mitzvah on every male Jew and any time and any place, meaning it's not dependent on the existence of the base of Mikdash. The Nashim of Adam Torah Mimena. The Rambam paskens that women and servants are putter from this. And finally, mitzvah Allah Chavay. Mitzvah Chavarach B'chol Laila. You have to make a blessing every night. Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kim V'Cholam. Asher K'sham Zavzano. Al Sras Omer. Konosh Yisbor. The bracha must be made before you count. Mana V'lo Birech. If you count without the bracha, Yatza, you fulfill your obligation. V'inu Chozem V'Varach. You don't go back and make a bracha. That ends Parak Zayin, and we'll pick up Parak Ches tomorrow.